This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So as we pursue this here, the real secret here is that Steve Jobs was working as a contractor, okay? And therefore, he worked with Apple to invent the iPhone, to make smartphones warm and fuzzy to the masses, and encourage people to start looking down. I mean, you hardly go anywhere. You know, you see, like, people crossing the street, where people still cross streets. And you see five people in a row glancing at their smartphones, looking down. So E.T. could be flying overhead, they wouldn't notice it.
That's right.
Projects like this UFO data happen, then you would be looking up by looking down because you'd be watching the screen on your iPhone and it's the cameras are pointing up. And so.
Yeah, but you get these projects all the time, and that's one of them. Okay, and we did a show about them, I don't know, a couple of years back.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is just really kind of asleep.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened for, I don't know, a couple of years. I even donated, and I'm not in great shakes financially, but I donated a small amount to them because I thought, well, okay, this is cool. It looks like they've got something really useful going here. And we had Mark Roediger and Leslie Kane on the show November 15th, 2015. Chris got in touch with them and offered to try to help because he's working on his own project, the San Luis Valley Camera Project. And Chris said maybe he had one or two exchanges, and then no one ever responded to him anymore.
Did they get Bigelow?
I don't know that they even had any contact with Bigelow, did they?
I use him as a verb. Did he get Bigelowed in the sense that somebody came along and kind of clamped down on whatever it was they were doing?
The site is still up there.
I'm come in and do this NIDS, and then what happens is he just locks it down and nobody finds out what goes on there anymore.
Well, I signed up for project updates. They've got this form at the site, which is still there. And
okay.
If you put your name on there, supposedly you'll get emails with project updates.
Oh, okay.
But the last one was August 5th of last year. Project update number 5, 5th August 2017. And it's the first of the calendar year, which meant there were no previous updates for 2017. The previous update was October 6, 2016. So just one update and towards the latter half of 2017, and that's it.
Well, maybe they're not finding anything.
No, I've heard that they're just stalled, but there are other couple projects out there. I know Mark D'Antonio and Doug Trumbull are still working on theirs, and they're making some headway. They seem to be actually getting the furthest, but again, yeah, they've been working on their project for quite some time. So I think people are slowly getting there. It's just, you know, kind of a resource issue.
Sure.
But I think we'll have it. And things get smaller and the technology grows.
This stuff costs money. You know, you're right on the resources issue. It's, you know, there are expenses that are involved.
And there was another project. We had someone named Dave Cote who was responsible in something called CubeSat 4, which was going to be a low-Earth satellite. And I've never heard the darn thing ever got launched. It looked like, as of the last I've heard, we have enough for a launch already. And now it's scheduled for the summer of 2018. So it was delayed a year or so. All right, so maybe it will happen. But this will be, as they say, a low-Earth satellite.
Hey, at least they're getting something up there, hopefully.
Well, as I said, there's no explanation as to why it's late because we had him on the Paracast, and I have to look up the date right here, March of 2016. And he said they'd scheduled it for 2017. Those things never get done on time. Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand the holdup on that one either, because they did create a crowdfunding, and they got their funding, and now they're say they need more funding, and so which is not how that's supposed to work. So, yeah, I haven't heard.
It's kind of like movies. You know how they'll say, "Well, here's the budget for the film. This is how much we need." And then there's always those guys, I forget, what do they call them, completion bonds or completion financers, where, you know, when you run out of the money, you go, unless I'm misunderstanding what this is, but I know for a fact in films, you know, you run out of the money, so then you need to go get more money. You know, you're talking about a technological project in this case. I mean, does that happen with you know, technology like this? Is, you know, the money runs out and you need to go get more?
Well, it sounds like military projects. You're going to build an airplane, and it's $1 billion, say. And then it ends up costing five. But according to the last update we've got from CubeSat, we have enough for a launch already. 16,625 has been paid to interorbital systems for the launch. Okay? So it's supposedly real. And they've also purchased components for about $14,000. And I think they need another $10,000. Pardon?
Do they have their own launch facility? Could it be that they're waiting for their time on a pad?
No, they're basically contracting with a third-party company to launch it for them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It says here that they have the money for assembling the CubeSat. They've paid for the launch, and it's obviously pretty cheap. You can launch something for $16,625. It's really low end. They need another $10,000.
Hold on. Another possibility is that the third party, you know, they might have some fluctuation in their payload schedule. That could be it, too. There could be a delay because, you know, other priority payload customers, you know, have had a need and they've had to be bumped.
Well, I would hope they would have explained that, you see. You know, that would help. They need another $10,000 for data collection. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's the last thing they need between now and the summer. But I agree with you. It's just that if you're going to collect money from people for a project, it would help to be more forthcoming about what's going on, because it's just not well presented.
Right.
And I feel kind of, you know, we ask people to give them money, and, you know, this hasn't happened yet. And yeah, hopefully they get that off the ground. Although it's cute in nature, it's difficult for results to happen anyway, because I think these CubeSats are actually in orbit for around 3 months before they burn up in the atmosphere. So you've got to get what you can during that 3 months, and to expect kind of a GoPro type of camera with maybe a couple other things on board to capture something significant, and be pointed in the right direction or something to cruise by close enough. It's kind of a stretch anyway, but it's a great idea, and that people have the opportunity to put these into space creates a lot of possibilities for the future.
Well, it sounds to me like a proof of concept.
Yeah.
If this idea works, if it succeeds, they can get the kind of information they need, maybe not capture a photo or some image of a strange craft, but get what they need, maybe they could get more funding for more satellites or a more sophisticated satellite. That would work. Speaking of sophisticated, we urge you to listen to the After the Paracast podcast. It is part of the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads. For those who complain on YouTube, we have an answer for you. More to come with Alejandro, Walter, and Gene. You're in
the Paracast. Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yes, we're being taken over by E.T. right now. E.T. is here, and he's on the X-Files.
Chris came back, huh?
Oh, well, we're persisting here, trying to look at the possible intelligence-related connections of earlier on with Luis Elizondo, the so-called whistleblower, then looking at the various projects to set up networks of UFO detectors and what's going to happen there. I kind of think, though, that any time the way this works, anytime you get those things up there, the UFOs will be elsewhere.
If they're smart.
They'll trick us. But, you know, as I was thinking here, it has nothing to do with anything. But I was looking at the announcement for this Contact in the Desert event, which has some of the wackiest speakers on the planet. And I was thinking here, what if E.T. is playing this game? They're kind of like extraterrestrial versions of Jim Moseley and Gray Barker. So they contact these channelers and feed them a bunch of nonsense. And they're just laughing at these people taking them seriously.
Oh, that's like, for instance, I'm talking about the perception management operation where they're running doubles. Instead of it being a government agency, it could be the ETs themselves. Sure, why not?
In this case here, we have people who claim to channel ET or beings who claim to be star people. And what is it? What are they in touch with? Are they just making it up? Are they just crazy? Or are they in touch with something? Now, just to give you an example, the reason I was thinking of this, I was reading the subject matter or the focus of Contact in the Desert, Adventure into the Science of UFOs and Extraterrestrial Life, Ancient Aliens, Human Origins, Crop Circles, Government Disclosure, UFO Sightings, Interstellar Living. Oh, yeah? Interstellar Living.
When you're talking about things like Contact in the Desert and things like that, that's vaudeville, okay? That doesn't mean you're not going to have good speakers or, you know, some people, you know, there. But it's really vaudeville when you're getting into it, particularly when you get into the contactee culture. I mean, we've seen so much more goofiness out of that culture, you know, than we've seen really anything that would come anywhere near legit. So it's ripe for one of a few possibilities. Number one, the intelligence agencies, you know, could go to one of these, I call it the screw age, you know, one of these new age folks and say, yes, we are from Venus, and they'll believe it. They'll love it. They'll eat it up. Or you could even have hypothetically, you know, a real ET, you know, come to one of those people and mess with them. Or in a lot of cases, I think they're just making the crap up themselves. I'm really, really skeptical of the so-called contactee culture because of all the nonsense. So I look at that as vaudeville.
Well, I kind of think, especially in the 50s, we may have had intelligence connections. But I'll give you quickly the list of speakers, and these are people who that Alejandro would probably never consider. Some of these people he's had on, others he wouldn't. So, of course, we have George Nori, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcox.
Tsoukalos,
you see, I don't know anything about Greek pronunciations. David Wilcox, Corey Good, Eric Von Daniken, Linda Howe, Nick Pope. Why is he there? He seems so...
Well, it's like I said, you have legitimate people at these events, but that what happens is you have knuckleheads like Corey Good in the mix, and unfortunately that kind of in some people's minds legitimizes the knuckleheads, and that's what, you know, they hope to do.
Well, let's just see who else is there. Michael Sala, Paul Stonehill, Mike Barra, Richard Dolan. Now, I've had my concerns about Dolan.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's been focusing more on selling books than doing research and giving lectures. That's all.
I wouldn't say I have concerns with him in particular. I just am not as interested in some of the roads he's been going down lately as I was when he was doing the historical stuff. But then again, that might make me boring. But I guess that's how I
don't know. I'm with you, Alejandro, on the false flag thing. That to me is not such a psyche gripping subject as it is for some people. So I'm kind of boring with you on that, where Dolan's recent stuff is. I know that's the new book he's working on, but
the last book that he did was March of last year, UFOs and Disclosure in the Trump Era, but it's only a short book, like 85 pages. And then another one released in 2016, The Secret Space Program and Breakaway Civilizations.
Yeah. look, my most recent appreciation of Dolan is, by golly, like, for instance, you can see it on video when he was at the MUFON thing. And, you know, he just kind of spoke honestly about, in that particular case, some of the people that were sitting right there at the table with him. You know, it needed to be said that, you know, a lot of that stuff, you know, being peddled is nonsense and garbage. And I really appreciated that because it just really needed to be said. No matter what you think about it, okay, personally, the secret space program, breakaway civilization field, so to speak, was actually headed in a good scholarly, down-to-earth, no pun intended, direction. And along comes the Carnival. Along comes Wilcock and Good pushing themselves onto the, you know, the stage that was available to this, just pushing themselves. And along comes this nonsense about time-traveling space commando guys. And there's a lot of people out there that love that stuff, and it kind of derailed. It certainly grabbed the spotlight away from the researchers that are a little more serious about this. It certainly grabbed that spotlight, and it really derailed the direction, as you know, particularly as far as public interest in secret space program. You know, now, you know, you got some big voices that if they talk about secret space program, it's these bozos that, in my opinion, are making this crap up. And so I appreciated that Dolan, you know, expressed, you know, you guys are coming out with these stories and that's all they are. You have nothing to offer but your testimony. And then when they get somebody else to back up their testimony, it's one of their buddies. Okay. It's another clown in the circus saying, oh yeah, that clown, I'll back him up. And, you know, it needed to be said.
I totally agree.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We are going to have T.L. Keller, who was an aerospace engineer his whole career, and he's going to touch on that topic. But he is going to do it from an, you know, an educated manner. I mean, he worked in the aerospace industry, so I think it should be interesting. He is friends with Jan Harzan, of course, the director for MUFON, who is largely responsible for that group of speakers that they had at the last conference.
We'll explore more about secret space program. Walter Gene Alejandro, you're in.
The pair of Schrodinger's cats. How's that?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I like that. Yes, that's good. That's certainly an original one right there. The people at the network are just going to freak out, but that's okay. We've got to have fun with the people at the network. You know, they asked us the other day, a couple of stations want to pick up the Paracast, and they said, are we evergreen? And I said, what's that? Evergreen means that there's nothing on the show to tie it specifically into a date, except in a very rough way. So we don't say, go Tuesday to this event because somebody might run the show on Friday. So that thing seems out of date. Yeah. So we'll try to be more evergreen. How's that? But we'll warn people about the IUFOC far enough in advance for you to prepare it, even if you listen to the show a week later. How's that work out? All right. Secret space program. Forgetting the nonsense. What are the facts, Walter Bosley?
That's what we're trying to figure out. That's really what we're trying to dig out. There are indicators that there is one. There is definitely an historical context to argue for the hypothesis. But those of us, guys like us three and, you know, gals and, you know, us people on the outside of it that are trying to, you know, figure it out, we can't say for sure, you know. Some of us are more confident than others, but it's definitely an elephant that's in the room and absolutely is a legitimate point to be considered within the greater UFO mystery research field. But it needs to stay rooted in, you know, serious nuts and bolts, and in the good case of the work of Catherine Austin Fitz, not just the nuts and bolts, the accounting books, okay, you know, follow the money. That's where SSP research needs to focus. This, again, going back to, we mentioned it before, this crap of, you know, these blue avians come pick me up in a bubble and take me up to their, you know, their space station. that's all New Age cultism. That stuff has no business being on the same stage with serious researchers. And I think serious researchers need to start rejecting. I know everybody needs to make a buck. Believe me, I do too. But I think serious researchers need to start rejecting these events. My understanding is that at the MUFON thing, I could be wrong, that a lot of those guys had no idea who, you know, what would be happening the next day, and they probably had already committed. But I think from here on out, I think serious researchers ought to just say, no, if Corey Good and Basiago and Sala and you know, Tompkins is gone now, if guys like that are going to be speaking on the same stage, I'm not interested. No, thank you. They need to put their foot down if they want to be continue to have SSP research taken seriously.
Yeah, that's what I've done. I'm not speaking at Contact in the Desert anymore. They had me a couple of years because I agree with you. There are charlatans, and we certainly, at least, you know, and I don't own the UFO Congress, nor have I ever, but I do have influence on who speaks at somewhat. And it is more of a populist thing to try to represent the field as a whole. But what I'm always completely against, of course, is anybody who I believe is lying or we know is lying. And I agree with you there that's a huge problem. We can't let that be okay. And, you know, luckily it came to light, you know, Jaime's Musan's antics. And so the owner of the Congress who owned it last then said, okay, we're not going to have him come back anymore. And I was thankful because I had been telling him, look, we've caught him being dishonest many times. We can't promote that. And so finally he got convinced, especially after Roswell slides thing, and then he was never invited back. But yeah, if we want to be taken seriously, and, you know, I've thought in the past, originally, when I was started to seriously consider maybe we are being visited, it would make sense that perhaps if there is an ability for people to have some sort of psychic connection, that perhaps people are getting messages or having some sort of conversations. It's possible. But, you know, when you do the research, and this is what's really weird, especially when you talk about cognitive dissonance, is that these people are listening to a lecture of this guy talking to the blue avians. The next lecture is this guy talking to so-and-so, this guy talking or person talking to so-and-so. And they're all saying something completely different. Yet the attendees will go, oh my God, isn't it amazing that this person said this and that person said this? And it's like, yeah, but this person said, I'm the only one talking to the aliens. Everybody else is wrong. And so did the next person. But you believe them all, you can't do that. That doesn't work. That is the definition of cognitive dissonance.
The first time you hear, and again, Corey Good does this, where he's the official ambassador of the Blue Avians, and anybody else who's, you know, claiming, unless he knows that they're legitimate, they're not legitimate. Well, that right there, he's moving towards cult leader, okay? And anybody who does that kind of stuff, it's I'm the real deal, this guy is not. Now, they've started doing this little thing where they're forming their little buddy circle, and they're, like I said before, all the clowns are backing each other up, you know, in the same circus. And that's kind of what we saw at the MUFON Secret Space Program event, was, you know, everybody else at that table except, you know, Dolan. They're kind of corroborating and backing each other up to various degrees. And so that is a tactic that they're trying, but they're vying for that spotlight. No matter how much they cooperate, you know, to put up a front to the resistance to their nonsense, between themselves, they each one of them wants to be a star or the star. And that's what's going on there. And again, what is this? It's distracting from the actual, you know, serious research aspects of it. And it taints the actual research. Now, honestly, you bring up SSP to people, and because they've been exposed to, you know, this blue avian Corey Good nonsense and all this, you know, these time jumper guys, Basiago and the stuff Tompkins and all of them and Sala were saying, now it gets painted with the same brush, you know, the SSP thing.
Well, you know,
and that's really unfortunate, but that might have been the plan.
Well, a plan, but it's also, I think, partially human nature. It was kind of, I did my lecture at the last conference was about UFO religions. And the first part was about religions and how they're influenced. But the second part is about these new religions that are springing up. But my point was that, you know, a lot of this isn't a religious experience for people. Some people get set on a worldview and they just want that enforced. They don't care otherwise. That's how they want to feel. That's how they want to view the world. And that's how a lot of these attendees are. It's more of a religious experience than really reality of life sort of experience. And so people like us get really frustrated with these people. But I guess it's something that we have to identify, that there's a difference between research and the religious experience. And just like in life, the religious experience often has a lot more followers, a lot of more devotees who are very into that, and they're going to spend more time and resource on that end of things.
Because it's easier. It is easier to believe than to find out and know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is that to say. But how does the individual find evidence of a secret space program? How far...
You have to and just start digging and reading and looking for yourself. You really do.
I'm going to ask you in our final segment, Walter Bosley, how far you think we've gone with the secret space program in perfecting space travel. Are we using alien technology? Okay. What's going on there? We'll get to that in a moment. And also, Alejandro will talk to us about his upcoming event in Arizona. With Gene, Alejandro, and Walter, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Walter Bosley, assuming there is some kind of secret space program beyond just launching spy satellites, of course, where do you think it's taken us?
Okay, here's what I think. This is just my personal speculation on where I think it's at. I think that they have some type of propulsion system that we often call exotic. I think they've, call it whatever. I think they do have some type of propulsion system that is different from rocketry. I do not see it as some Starfleet type of endeavor out there yet. Honestly, I think that any kind of interplanetary ships we have, in my opinion, would be akin to a submarine, a modern submarine. You know, it'd be relatively, when I say relatively, compare it to the Starship Enterprise and these things people envision, it would be essentially a submarine in space. And I think we have put, again, I think we've put boots on the ground on Mars. I don't think we ever really left the moon. But as far as it being some advanced Mondo, Starship Enterprise, Starfleet type of thing, no. I mean, it's not that far. That's what I think about that.
So we don't have a special command center at Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station near Colorado Springs as they do in Stargate.
A Stargate-like thing?
Thinking of the TV show, of course,
Yeah, I know that. Now you're getting into, that's another discussion, the whole thing about interdimension and portals and stuff like that. When you say SSP to me, I'm addressing a manned space program, okay? And basically what I think is that the space program, the manned program, the secret military one developed parallel to what NASA did publicly, but a little bit ahead, and drew a little bit farther ahead with each year, but nothing drastically ahead. The manned space program thing, just what I described before. Now, I don't know what they would have as far as what they're playing with interdimensionally, but I'm going to say no, because I understand the context of your question and what you're asking, because, I don't believe we have, like, these jump rooms that Mr. Time Traveling Space Commando guy claims. I just don't think that. Whatever they're doing with portals, I think, is still in fairly early stages. I could be wrong.
It would be nice, though. I think it'd be a lot better just to walk into something and be on another planet than have to go and spend days or years to get there.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Well, we don't know. It could just be these interplanetary planetary craft I'm talking about. Remember, these other propulsion systems, they could be from here to Mars in just a matter of weeks or days, depending upon how advanced they are.
If they're that advanced, shouldn't we see more of that technology filtering into our public space program?
Yes and no. Remember, you said humans are creatures of habit and stuff, right? I mean, our public space program, by using rockets and doing the tiddlywink stuff we do in orbit, you know, with the shuttle, you know, that employs people. It satisfies certain technological objectives, particularly with, you know, like developing. I think the reason we publicly focus on, you know, what NASA does with the shuttle stuff is because it serves scientific and pretty soon industrial objectives that are fine, but it's a separate thing from what the secret space program's objectives are. And part of a secret space program objective would be, you know, that military thing where you want to keep that upper hand, or maybe there is a threat that the public doesn't know about that they've got to come up to a certain level because of all the secrecy. That's why some of that doesn't trickle into, you know, what NASA does. As far as we know, there could be some trickling that, you know, because remember, NASA is a defense organization. I mean, we all know that. That's in the paperwork. There are aspects of NASA that do remain classified. So as far as we know, we're not seeing much trickling, but there could be more than we realize.
Well, I think that, and NASA is going to be the last people to get it, just because they are a public organization. But the people who would get it and would vie for it is the public sector, because these remember, all these craft are being built by defense contractors, the big guys, the
sure.
Boeings and the Lockheed Martins and all of these guys. And if they could see a way to make gobs of money, then they are going to lobby to be able to use that technology to make that money. And so I think that's another aspect that I think that we would see these in the private sector just for so these companies can make money, profits.
That's why I say that secret space program, the idea of which I'm obviously a strong advocate for, I've written about this, I stand by it, but that's why I say it's not quite as advanced as people think, because you're absolutely right. We would see more of it, and they would lobby to say, hey, let us, you know, instead of these darn, you know, 767s or 77 whatever, you know, M10, 111, 13, 4, 0X, you know, instead of, you know, the normal aircraft we're using, let us start, you know, getting people from Los Angeles to Paris in 2 hours. You're right. You know, they would be doing stuff like that. But that's why I say that, you know, there is an SSP. I stand by that. But that's why I say it's not quite as advanced as people would like it to be.
Alejandro Rojas, tell our listeners about your upcoming conference.
Well, thank you. First of all, this has been a great discussion. Thanks for having me as a guest on here. It was a lot of fun. But the conference is going to be really cool. Like I said, I've been really happy to be speaking with him, Lou Elizondo. He's he's a great guy, and he's so open, and he was so looking forward to coming to the conference and meeting people and talking to people. And unfortunately, you know, he's not going to be able to make it, but he's still really excited to address the group. And he thinks very, very highly, at least he claims to think very, very highly of UFO researchers, and they've been a big inspiration for him. So he's going to be sharing some of that. So that's going to be really cool on Saturday. Definitely come to see that. We've got other really exciting things you can check out at UFOCongress.com. But we're wrapping it up. It's almost ready to go.
This is going to be in February.
February 14th to the 18th in the Phoenix metro area. And it's 5 days. It's a lot of fun. It's less expensive than, let's say, a MUFON conference, but more than twice as long and twice as many speakers.
Walter Bosley, if we want to know more about the things you're up to, where do we check it out?
Well, my books are available print-on-demand only at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. I do have a YouTube channel, the Walter Bosley channel, and there's going to be more vids this year. I get one out about every couple of weeks in the past. I'm out there. I'm at empirethewheel.blogspot.com also.
we'll look at it, and we'll have links to both the conference and also to Walter's site on the PowerCast. You can check us out on Twitter, which we use occasionally. Look for the PowerCast. You know, I can't tweet and have 400 million people see it like some people can, but that could be a curse as much as a benefit. We have two Facebook, believe it or not, two Facebook communities or channels or whatever, official PowerCast fan club. One community, one group. That's how it works. We also have our second radio show after the PowerCast, which can be the wrap-up show, special interviews like the one we did long time back, not that long, with Monty Shriver, who lived in Aztec, New Mexico in 1948, around that time, asked his friends at a class reunion, do you remember anything happening in 1948? They all said, no, nothing happened. That's the kind of interviews we do, really special things. It's available if you subscribe to the PowerCast Plus. Go to plus.thepowercast.com. That's plus.thepowercast.com. You also get a version of this show free of the network ads. In response to the people on iTunes and YouTube who say, too many commercials, we have the solution for you for a modest fee. plus.thepowercast.com. Our guest co-host, Alejandro Rojas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Walter Bosley, thank you for being a fountain of information, as always.
A fountain of something. Thanks for having me on. I always appreciate coming on and talking with you guys.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.